A rainfall warning is in effect for Metro Vancouver as an atmospheric river brings heavy rain and strong winds to the region. Environment Canada calls for total rainfall amounts of 50 to 70 millimeters on Friday, November 4, with the highest amounts over higher terrain. Heavy downpours can cause flash floods and water pooling on roads. Vancouver police say officers have been busy with collisions Friday morning and remind drivers to slow down and drive for the conditions. Localized flooding in low-lying areas is also possible and landslides may occur in vulnerable areas such as steep slopes, according to the special weather statement. The heavy rainfall is expected to taper off to showers this afternoon. Vancouver weather includes more rain this weekend. Locals have taken to social media to share images of the gloomy weather in the city, complete with heavy rainfall and scores of umbrellas. Stanley Park Seawall Day Off Work Walk. Wet One. Downtown hashtag Vancouver hashtag exercise hashtag share your weather pic.twitter.com/weekape813lk. Stephen A. Braverman, at Stephen Braverm 1, November 4, 2022. This is what it takes to apply for a region letter C region letter A passport. 6:30 a.m. in the rain and PPL are already waiting. Better bring your own chair and take a day off cuz it'll be a long wait. Just embarrassing hashtag Trudeau worst pmeverpick.twitter.com/frdc5w1ssw. Han Yang, at Hanyang underscore VFX, November 4, 2022. Metro Vancouverites also shared videos and pictures of the first snowfall in many parts of the region at higher elevations late Thursday night. Winter has begun. Let it snow snowflake hashtag vancouverpick.twitter.com/tbseg50vv. A P sign of the horns, at a slumpatel, November 4, 2022. Step into the third night of November 2022, which still autumn season, we got first snowfall tonight. Maple leaf fallen leaf at Burnaby Mountain hashtag first snowfall hashtag snowing hashtag Burnaby hashtag Burnaby Mountain pick.twitter.com/mfcbl45y. Melissa Canada, at Puffinvin, November 4, 2022. Step into the third night of November 2022. Which still autumn season, we got first snowfall tonight. Maple leaf fallen leaf hashtag first snowfall hashtag snowing hashtag Burnaby hashtag Burnaby Mountain pick.twitter.com/tata3x2. Melissa Canada, at Puffinvin, November 4, 2022. Your eyes aren't playing tricks on you hashtag Vancouver. A few hashtag snowflakes mixed in with the chunky rain over the city's higher hills. This taken at W37 and Oak at 5:43 PPT hashtag share your weather hashtag BC storm hashtag winter is coming at Ensembleator at 50 shades of van at weathernetworkpick.twitter.com/fxgjfq1oz. Ryan Votalainen region letter C region letter A region letter F region letter I region letter U region letter A. At Ryan Votalainen, November 4, 2022. The North Shore Mountains had a great deal of soft and fluffy snow thanks to the atmospheric river, too. Not bad snow quality for November 3 on our North Shore Mountains. Quite soft and fluffy on Mount Seymour. At 50 shades of van at Ensembleator hashtag bcstormpick.twitter.com/rts1ne4iggy. Brad Atchison, at Brad604. November 4, 2022. Looking ahead to the winter season, the long-term forecast isn't clear. While there is a seasonal forecast for the next 3 months that includes October, November, and December, the first half of October's unseasonably hot weather has skewed the average. In a recent update, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, called for a 75% chance that La Niña will be present this winter and won't change to a neutral weather pattern until about February. Typically, La Niña's impact on southern BC doesn't start to show until the late fall or early winter. But it does tend to produce cooler than normal conditions and snowier conditions over the mountains.